Linda, a Centenary Development Enabler for Baptists Together.
And I'm Helen Cameron, Research Fellow at the Centre for Baptist Studies at Regent's Park College, Oxford. Together, we are the co-leaders of Project Violet.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Project Violet podcast. Project Violet is a research project investigating women's experiences in ministry whilst developing women ministers. We are trying to understand better the theological, missional, and structural obstacles women ministers face and identify ways forward.
In this second season, we will introduce you to some of the women who have taken part in the project and the research they have done.
We hope that listening to these episodes will help you engage with the findings of the project, which can be found on the Project Violet website.
Today I'm speaking to Beth Powley. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you, Helen. It's lovely to be here.
Now, you've retired since you took part in Project Violet, so perhaps you'd like to introduce yourself by saying what you're doing now and what you were doing when you took part in the project.
Yes, certainly. So I retired in May 2023 from being the Regional Minister Team Leader of the Eastern Baptist Association, which has to be one of the longest job titles anybody could ever have, I think. And so technically I've retired from being in ministry. I think my phrase is I now have a portfolio ministry, because that sounds posh, which means I can cherry pick what I do. So we have moved to East Sussex. I'm trying to learn how to relax and chill out and do things I enjoy, which I'm sometimes succeeding at. But I'm also beginning to pick up aspects of ministry, the places where my heart, where the heartstrings are still really pulled. And that one of those is developing women in ministry. So I'm going to be doing some work with the association down here, the Southeast Baptist Association, to continue to develop our women ministers across the Baptist family, having realised that intentional development makes such a difference. So I'm doing a whole range of things now.
Oh, that's lovely. And that's great to hear about the transition into retirement. Perhaps I could take you back to the beginning. Can you just say a bit about how you first entered Baptist ministry?
Yes, I entered Baptist ministry from a difficult context, as many women seem to or have done. I think it is improving to some extent. I was part of a church that didn't believe in women being ordained or preaching at that time or being elders. I was working for a parachurch organisation where my skills were fully used and encouraged. And it was out of that context, through various ways, that I felt the Lord beginning to say to me, you need to move into ordained ministry, pastoral ministry. And that was very challenging with the church that I was a member of, because in the Baptist world, you're called from within your church. And how was that going to happen? Obviously, I got there because I'm sitting here. But that was very much because of a female regional minister at that time who I knew, who came alongside, and we negotiated our way through the quagmire in order to release me to do what God had called me to do. So I think that tricky journey informs some of what I've wanted to do since then.
No, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. Now, you came along into Project Violet and in the first group of co-researchers. Can you just say what the question or issue was that you looked at and why it was important to you?
Along with Jane Day, I had been running a program which we called Magnify You, which was an intentional piece of work to develop ministers, female ministers, who we felt perhaps had greater potential to go on to larger roles of some sort or other. And we had, I think it started as 15 women on this program, and it dropped to about 13 and 14, as these things do. And this ran over 2 years, from 2020 to 2022. And we met every other month, mostly on Zoom because of that time frame. And I realized as this was coming to a conclusion, as partway through probably when Project Violet began to be birthed, that it was having a huge impact on these women in a way that was incredibly exciting. But also I couldn't quite grasp why, because what we were doing felt so simple and so straightforward. And so the piece of research I picked up on was looking at what was the impact of this intentional leadership development and how does that sit with our Baptist ecclesiology when we don't do that very easily or comfortably. So that was the question I entered into the Project Violet research team with.
And from things you've already said about your own entry into ministry, I can see why the development of women mattered so much to you. Was there a particular reason why at that time in your ministry journey doing this was important?
I think being a regional minister, you had a greater overview of what was going on in the Baptist family. And at this particular time, I was the only female team leader amongst 13 regional minister team leaders. And then in the across regional ministry in general, the percentage of women was, I don't know, something like 25%, something like that. It was very small. And I could see coming up that there were a number of regional minister team leaders and regional ministers who were probably going to retire within a couple of years. And so I think God just sparked a thought in my brain that what if we did some preparation for this? What if? And so, yes, there was a particular reason why it was at this time that we decided to do this in conversation with Jane. Because often women don't consider more senior roles or larger roles or academic roles because perhaps they think it's not for me or they haven't seen the role models in those places. And so some of the thinking behind it was at the very least to broaden these women's experience of what could be. What they and God then did with it was beyond our remit. All that we could do was, if you like, expose people to those who are already in senior leadership and enable these women to have conversations with significant leaders across our Baptist family and Christian world who were women. And that's why I say it was incredibly simple, but had an amazing impact.
So you wanted to investigate the impact of this Magnify You programme. How did you go about doing that in practice?
Well, I interviewed six women who had been on the programme, and they came from three different associations. And they were asked five questions. Why did they agree to attend Magnify You? How did they feel about being asked to join? Because they were asked to join. What changed for them as a result? And what might have made a difference to their leadership if they hadn't been part of Magnify You? As in, if they could imagine it hadn't happened, or what might have happened instead? And then asking which part of the program impacted them most greatly. These were fascinating conversations. And there were key patterns that came out of these questions. And one of the strongest was the intentionality of what we did. The fact that we invited them was hugely significant.